The pre-game interview.
But as we touched on, Jai Clark, a new two-year deal that will keep him at the club until at least the end of 2026. We don't think he's going anywhere anytime soon, but definitely not till the end of 26 now. And I had the chance to sit down with him for a one-on-one chat for K-Rock Football, and I started off by asking Jai about how easy it was to re-sign with the Cats.
Thanks, Key. As you said, very easy decision to make for management, family and myself. Hugely grateful for the opportunity to the club and thankful. And yeah, to be signing on with Zach and Oshin, it's very, very nice and yeah, very exciting.
You got a sniff of it last year against the Tigers, and then that foot problem kept you out for the rest of the season. Did you feel like last night was more of your real opportunity to show what you could do at AFL level?
Obviously it was very frustrating last year, missing a bit of the season. Last night was super special and to be able to get the win as well with Shawnee Manor in his first game was, yeah, very exciting and was a cool taste of AFL footy.
What was the pace like, especially round one? Was the real heat really on in the kitchen there for a while?
Yeah, it was very, very fast game, especially with the weather. It was pretty dewy, so it was pretty scrappy. But that's the way we like to play. Whatever conditions, we're always up for the fight. And yeah, it was very, very fast and contested game, which was good.
You debuted at the MCG, but to have the best part of 40,000 inside GMHBA Stadium, a ground that, you know, you've been coming to as a kid, watching games of footy, and I suspect you've probably played on a couple of times as a junior. What was the noise like, especially when Paddy kicked the goal after near the siren?
I always grew up with Dad coaching the GFL, and him coaching the premiership here, I thought that was loud with the crowd, but having 40,000 here was very crazy and very surreal, especially with most of them Cats fans. It was crazy. It was so much fun and yeah, hugely grateful.
Talk to us about coming into 2024. Did you set any goals for yourself, or have you set some targets for yourself that you want to achieve in your second season on the list?
Through the preseason, I just kind of wanted to have a solid preseason and get consistency training, which I got that post Christmas, and then throughout the year, just try and get a spot on the team and help the team out wherever I can. But it's not too many expectations or anything, and there's no pressure from the club or anything like that at all. So it makes me feel very comfortable.
You had a little niggle preseason, pre-Christmas, I should say.
Yeah, I just had mid-foot, like a Liz Frank, but didn't need any surgery or anything. It was just resting period, which probably held me in good stead. I wasn't trying to go too hard too early. It was pretty much perfect timing. Had heaps of time to get kind of strong in the gym and fit otherwise in the heat room and whatever. So, yeah, it didn't impact me too much.
Obviously, it's, you know, there's going to be a transition of the list. There's some older boys that, are closer to the end than the start, but there's some boys that are closer to the start and the end. You're amongst those, but to work alongside Tanner Bruin and Max Holmes in the midfield at times, are you embracing that opportunity to be the next generation for the Cats?
I think it's very exciting working with Tan and Maxi. They're two very good players who are really solidifying their spot in the AFL. And that's great to see. But yeah, it's very exciting. And players like Ollie Dempsey played great on the weekend, kicked three goals, leading goal kicker of the team. So, and there's more even in the VFL team, like Toby Conway, Mitch Nevitt. There's so many up-and-coming young players that are really learning off those older players, and those older players have been really good for us to learn off.
Just a bit away from footy, what do you like to do to take your mind off the game? What do you do to decompress, I suppose, from the AFL system?
There's a few of us have been playing golf down in Torquay. I live with Tan Bruin and Mitch Nevitt and Flynn Young, who's a local. So we try and get down and play golf down in Torquay wherever I can, or also love to go camping whenever I can, just whether it's one night, just get away and kind of reset.
Is that nice to just switch off, just, turn the phone off, just get away from, get off the grid a little bit, I suppose?
Yeah, exactly. You got no service out camping in the bush, so it's great just to try and relax and got the little dog with a girlfriend, so yeah, it's great to just switch off and not think about footy.
Joe, I really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the 2-year deal. We really enjoyed calling your name plenty of times on Saturday night and look forward to doing it well into the future.
No, thank you very much, Kingy. Appreciate it.
The pre-game interview.